Thank you, my precious Lord Jesus, for the sound counsel and promise of your vigilance over our lives if we seek you always first. Forgive me, heart dwellers. We had an unexpected guest show up on our doorstep, a beautiful woman from Korea who thought we had a community here. In all reality, it is just my husband and myself, and this surprises so many who think we have some kind of church or community going on. Maybe someday, but for now, I'm working 16-hour days, and our two helpers and staff members sometimes put in 10-hour days trying to keep up with the needs of our mission on the Internet. We basically live in four small rooms in a very poor adobe house that was constructed for migrant workers back in the 40s in Taos, New Mexico. There is no community here, just my husband and I and two people who come to work several days a week. And they work long, hard, focused hours. So as you can see, we are not always in a position to offer hospitality, even though we would love to. Yet some love this channel so much they want to live close to us. Oh, I do understand, but this is a very focused and hard-working mission, and we have very little time for visiting. I say this also because I do not want you to be disappointed if you should think that if you came here, you would find a community in a thriving church. It just isn't so. Ezekiel and I love people, but our time is so limited we cannot do a visitor justice and enjoy their holy company when they come. Perhaps in the future God will change that. But for now, this seems to be our lot. And providing for you, my heart dwellers, on the channel is so much more different than providing for those who show up as a visitor without us knowing ahead of time. As a result, I either tend to the visitor or tend to the channel, and that's why I've been absent from you for 2 days. I have not had substantial prayer as I usually do, another of the enemy's tactics, but I hope that is changing. As a result of situations beyond our control, I've not gotten the usual messages off to you. But I think we have it figured out for a week or so. I think I'm falling asleep at the wheel here, not making any sense to myself. Lord, help me. Ezekiel received a substantial touch from the Lord in the direction of healing this week. Very beautiful. But the Lord has instructed us that we will have to fight to keep it. This should be a very teachable moment for all of us, and I certainly will share with you everything that happens blow by blow. St. Michael lifted my chin during prayers at communion and said, "I am here with you, little one." Oh my goodness, no one could have said anything sweeter to me. He is mighty, strong, and powerful against my enemies. I am little to him, and that brings me the comfort that he will protect me. May God have mercy on my adversaries that still have no hope for conversion. He is no one to mess with. We are asking for special protection from St. Michael during communion for 9 consecutive days, enlisting his mighty help and protection. I thought to myself intellectually, I know that through the communion of saints, the Holy Spirit makes St. Michael aware of our cry for help. And so we have dedicated 9 days of petition asking him for his extra special assistance. And then I noticed it's a full moon, right on time. But to know this in the mind is not to know it in the heart and spirit. We are such lowly creatures. How can we petition the commander of the heavenly host to hear a request? Who are we, after all, but a little dust and ashes? But I have come to understand that it is the little ones, the lowly ones, that the angels rush to protect. I do not see myself as that, because I know I have plenty of unconquered pride. But for him to say that to me, wow, it makes me feel so much more confident that our request is truly being heard and responded to. Glory to God for all his heavenly servants who are so obedient and attentive. Jesus began speaking to me. I would not have you to be ignorant of the spiritual dynamics you are dealing with. There truly is great warfare going on all around you. The angels are quite busy taking care of everything that pertains to you, Claire. I will establish you in honor over this flock. I have chosen you to lead and will not abandon you. Claire, the wisdom I endow you with will reach out to others and bless them. Do not worry, my beloved. Are we not one? Now I will tell you that you must fight to keep this healing. The devils are very clever and will do everything in their power, pitiful as it is, to cause your faith to flounder. Do not allow this. Take a firm stand from the beginning in dealing with them. Don't give them any room to cause compromise. Be steadfast and firm. Do not give way to any suggestion that says he is not healed. I have indeed heard your cry, my beloved. I have indeed healed him. Rest in this, but you will have to fight for it. And I think what the Lord is talking about here is lying symptoms. We can get a healing, but the enemy can come back with lying symptoms to try and make us think that we didn't get the healing. So we have to be able to discern the lies of the enemy from the truth. And I'll tell you, the enemy is very good at working on the body and making you think you're sick. He is very good at that. And it's all a phantom and a lie. It's just electrical impulse being put in different places to mimic an illness. And the Lord continued, "You are under attack in many different ways, Claire. It is, as you said, a delicate balance in showing hospitality and still being faithful to those who are awaiting a word from me. Yet may I say to you, all heart dwellers, I have called and equipped you through this channel to be getting your own words every day. And when Claire is absent to you, I am present to you and will not fail to answer those who are willing to wait on me as she does. All of you have the same access to me that Claire has. This is the very heart of her mission to you, that none should go without hearing and understanding me clearly. Yes, there are many pitfalls to understanding my will, but I have addressed all of them in her previous messages and teachings. That is my way of saying, beloved ones, you have been equipped to hear me if you will just put forth the effort. But what I'm wanting to stress to you all right now is that there is a particularly intense battle going on to steal from you your very special destinies and missions. The enemy has launched an all-out effort to deprive you of your callings. The distractions and tactics will come in many different forms, and forewarned is forearmed. Not all that seems bad is bad. Not all that seems good is good. Each thing must be discerned on an individual basis. This is at the heart of following me faithfully and living in my divine will. Constant attentiveness and discernment are necessary to navigate these shark-infested waters. For those of you who play chess, you know that all is not as it appears to be. There are constant hidden factors in each event, and only your paying close attention to me will forewarn you of the hidden implications and traps. I have attended to each of you with great care, teaching you sensitivity when danger is in the air. I have taught you also how to interpret the times and movements of my heart, to look at the small details, but keep in mind the greater picture. Because your enemy knows well how to play on your vulnerabilities. But this also is a new season, a time of new tactics unseen in your lives before. Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that. When I put up the binding prayer, the enemy gets to see exactly how we're praying. I just don't know any other way to get it to you without making it public. Jesus continued, As you become more and more attuned to the movements of the enemy, the adversary is training them in different ways to defeat you. Therefore, you must be on guard constantly, thoroughly discerning each event on its own merits or demerits. Claire, when you see cracks around the edges, those things that don't settle right in your spirit, pay attention and make note. The devils cannot cover thoroughly their tracks. They are bound to slip up. And when I draw your attention to something, there is a reason for it. Make note. Do not discredit your observation or write it off out of charity. Take note and wait on me for further revelation. Now you know what I am referring to, do you not? Yes, Lord, I think I do. Well, then take note and pay attention. Do not judge any person. Judge behavior, and it will give you great insight without doing violence to a soul. I have taught you all. Do not judge a person's motives, but do look for fruit, as well as results, and in what direction they are weighted. Does this action lead to selflessness and ministry, or does it lead to selfishness and disorder? You, my children, can tell so much by observing the choices others make. Do they choose for my good or for their own good? Are they focused or are they wandering? Not all of this is what it seems to be on the surface. And to those who ridicule this approach, I would say to you, be on the alert lest you fall through presumption and thinking that you know, when in fact you do not know. There is so much to learn about people and events, and prudence and brotherly love are at the top of the accurate discernment list. Seek me in all things, and do not rely on your own understanding. I love you, my brides. I am bringing you to maturity. Walk humbly and cautiously through the days ahead. Cleave to me and seek my wisdom always.